Parshas Baaloscha begins with the discussion of the menorah, and it says, "Vayas kein Aaron al mul pneim menorah halon erosel kasher tzivah Hashem es Moshe." Aaron did thus, and Rashi explains. He quotes the Midrash: "Lahagid shvacha shel Aaron shaloshina." Tremendous shevach of Aaron that he didn't deviate, he didn't change. He taka lit the menorah the way it's supposed to be. Okay, Pipshuto, this is a little peculiar. Like, what's the big taiva? What, he's going to light like 6 candles instead of 7? He's going to light it like with his toes instead of with his hands? Like, what's the big have? I mean, you would change lighting the menorah. There has to be a tremendous shevach of Aaron that he didn't change. Like, you know, why is that such a big shevach of Aaron? It doesn't seem like so hard to light the menorah properly. A number of the achronim try to give insights into our own behavior, which I think are more generally relevant. In a sefer called Pirchei Rashi, he says, no, maybe you have to understand a little in the context. Rashi says earlier that Aaron was jealous of the Nasiim, that they all donated these. And then Hashem says, no, yours is greater than theirs, because every day you light the menorah. He says, no, it's they, on their own initiative, came up with this new carbon, this new idea that there was no tzivoy for, that they expressed themselves. And Aaron, every day, had to do the same thing. Says, you know what, you do the same thing every day, you might want to take a little initiative, you might want to switch it up a little, you might want to add your personal, your personal style into it. He says, like, someone who really gets into something, there might be a real temptation to say, I want to put my personal imprint on it, and do it my way, and be mechadish something, just like the Nasiim did, and not every day do the same thing. I want to express myself. And Aaron knew that in Avodas Hashem, while there are times and places for expressing yourself, there's certain Avoda that you're supposed to do things the way the Halacha says, and not change, and not deviate, and not say, I should do it differently than everyone else, than everyone did until now. And therefore, it was a tremendous shevach of Aaron, that even though he might have wanted to be excited, be mechadish in the Avoda, that he knew he had to be disciplined and do things exactly the way that you are supposed to. The Vilna Gaon takes not a disagreeing approach, but an opposite approach. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's not that Loshina was on the Maisa. The Vilna Gaon says Loshina was on the Machshava. The Nasiim, they had their one day where it was amazing, and they were at the heights. They brought their carbon. Then they went home. Aaron, every day in and day out, had to light this menorah. Can you imagine what it was like the first day Aaron lit the menorah? He was so excited and inspired and on top of the world and kolkul, every fiber of his being was going into this, the lighting of the menorah. And the second day and the third day, you know what, you or I, by 39 years later, it would have been routine. Okay, light the menorah, let's get it over with and done with, you know. And we would have been Sheena inside. Outside, we would have kept it. But inside, you lose your inspiration. You lose your excitement. It says, no, that's the shevach of Aaron HaKohen. That every day he sat to himself and he stood beforehand and he thought to himself that how great a privilege and how amazing it was that he could light the menorah and bring the light of the help bring the light of the Sheena down into Hashem's Mikdash, Mikadash Am Yisrael. That every day he managed to keep reminding himself of what a great privilege it was, and kept his excitement and inspiration. I'll end with a real drush by Mayor Premishlaner, who said that he had a different drush in this Rashi. Again, I'm not saying this is necessarily Rashi's primary intention. He says it doesn't say Aaron didn't change how he looked the menorah. It says Loshina. It says look at the first Rashi. What does Hashem say to Aaron? Hashem says, you're greater than all the Nasiim, because they brought their carbonus, but you light the menorah every day. Aaron was just told that he was greater than princes, that he was the greatest person around. You know, when people are told that they're so great, sometimes they're Sheena, they change a little. All of a sudden they have airs, and they're machsh of themselves, now they're an important person. He says, you know, Aaron, again, if I was told that I was more important than everyone else, it would go to my head. But Aaron HaKohen, his midah of shalom, and his was such that even though Hashem told him, Jochag Dolim Shalahem, Loshina, he didn't change from the little Aaron that he was before he was anything important. When he made the Kohen Gadol, he didn't change. He still knew he was still a regular guy who just had a special job assigned to him from Hashem. Didn't think that meant that he was better than anyone else. And that's a real shevach, to be on that madrega. And Loshina, that's a shevach shal Aaron.